Good afternoon, everyone, and I thank you for taking some time off to attend this session and learn about the research that we are conducting. The session is mainly looking at, I hope people are a little bit familiar about the Millennium Development Goals, and I'll walk you through in the couple of slides. This research is basically looking at, there are so many Millennium Development Goals, there are different targets and there are different indicators. What this research is looking at, that does reduction in poverty and economic growth help, you know, in meeting the other Millennium Development Goals or not, and what needs to be done for different countries. This is a research in progress, and we have completed the analysis for the African region, and we are still doing the study for other regions. And at this moment, I would really welcome questions and suggestions to improve the study as we continue for other regions. This is a brief outline of how the presentation will be this afternoon. I'll briefly talk to you guys about what is Millennium Development Goals. How is Africa as a region being progressing with regard to Millennium Development Goals? We'll briefly look at what are the interlinkages between the different Millennium Development Goals, though they are specified in different categories. And we will also look at what are the future implications of these, which we have only like 7 to 8 years left with the deadline to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. The objectives of this research, as I, you know, initially suggested, was that we are examining the correlations among nutrition and other Millennium Development Goal indicators. For this research, we are basically looking at income and poverty-related Millennium Development Goal and the interlinkages and correlation with nutrition-related Millennium Development Goals. We are also trying to study the effect of growth in income or GDP per capita on achievement of nutritional goals in sub-Saharan Africa. Millennium Development Goals were an integrated set of indicators to ensure balanced development of societies over the period 1990 to 2015. There were 167 countries that volunteered to, you know, they went through the agreement with the United Nations, and some of the basic agenda for this goal is to achieve overall development, which encompasses reducing poverty and hunger, achieving universal primary education, promoting gender equality, which is a big issue in some of the developing countries, especially in Asia. We're reducing child mortality, one of the leading causes of deaths among children, and also one of the big contributors for dailies. Also improving maternal health, you know, working with HIV and AIDS, you know, combating environmental sustainability, and developing global partnership for development. If you look at this table carefully, you can see that how the nutrition-related goals are very well linked with the other goals. On the left-hand column, I provide the goals, and on the right-hand side, we can see how nutrition is so closely related to each of the other Millennium Development Goals. And some of the very eye-catching factors, I have, you know, put it in bold and red color. When we look at goal number one, which is eradicating poverty and hunger, malnutrition helps in eroding human capital, and it also reduces resilience to shocks and reduces productivity. When people are poor, they don't have good health, it's a vicious cycle. You don't have good health, you can't work. You can't work, you can't earn better to improve your life as a whole. Achieving universal primary education is the second goal, and malnutrition actually reduces mental capacity. It reduces school performance. Promoting gender equality and empowering women, better nourished girls are more likely to stay in school and able to spend more, and they'll have more control of their choices of health and nutrition and other issues related to overall development. Improving maternal health. Numerous studies have indicated and shown in various countries that over the period of time that better educated women and the women who have better education, who are able to take good decisions, they have been associated with reducing the maternal mortality. And combating HIV, AIDS, and malaria, even in the most educated populations and even in the population where there is malnutrition, we need to work on that so that it's very highly linked with HIV. This table helps us look at how Africa is progressing with regard to different Millennium Development Goals. There are different, I have provided the 1990 data when the Millennium Development Goals monitoring started, how they were for 2004, 2005. There was some data available for 2006, but not for all variables. So we are looking at 2004, 2005 data. And the last column shows what is the projected target, or what are the countries in sub-Saharan Africa supposed to achieve for all that Millennium Development Goals? What are the targets? And if we very give, if we give a close look to the table, most of the indicators, Africa will not be able to achieve the Millennium Development Goal targets. For the focus of this study, let us look at population, percentage of population living less than $1 a day. In 1990, it was 46.8%. In 2004-2005, it barely reduced to 41. And what's the target? 37.3%. They are way behind the target when we have only 7 more years to go. The poverty gap ratio shows the same trend, as well as the proportion of children under 5 who are underweight. Nutrition, hunger, and Millennium Development Goals. This slide just recaptures how they are very closely related. The nutrition and the hunger Millennium Development Goal is to reduce hunger by half over the period of 1990 to 2015. And we looked at that how nutrition and hunger actually reduces economic productivity. Loss in labor productivity is around 6 to 10% of GDP. So improvement in nutritional status will not only help in achievement of Millennium Development Goals, but it will also help in accelerating non-nutrition development goals, which will be very helpful for countries in sub-Saharan Africa to achieve overall development. Child malnutrition is a very serious problem in Africa, where 27% of the children are underweight, 31% are stunted, and 8% are wasted. More than 53% of the children die because of undernutrition, and around 852 million people are chronically or acutely malnourished, and that's a world data. This is about Africa again. Prevalence of children born with low birth weight ranges from 11 to 52%. 25% of under 5 are moderately or severely underweight. 7 to 9% of the children are moderately or severely wasted. And around 35 to 37% are moderately or severely stunted. What are the main causes for poor nutritional status in sub-Saharan Africa? It's decline in agricultural power productivity, food crisis in many of the countries like Ethiopia, Niger, and some of the countries that are dealing with civil wars and things like that, increased level of poverty, prevalence of low birth weight, women's education, low economic development, and increasing rate of HIV and AIDS in Africa. For this study, we collected data from the 48 sub-Saharan African countries from the Millennium Development Goal website, from Human Development Report, UNICEF, World Bank, and WHO. We basically did two major analyses. We are looking at the correlation and regression analysis, and we did some simulation exercises to see if a change in one variable, how does it affect the achievement of nutritional goals. This table walks you through the correlation, and if you look at the table carefully, most of the Millennium Development Goal indicators are highly correlated with the nutritional indicators or the nutritional status of the children. The regression results shows that GDP per capita, poverty rate, illiteracy rate, percentage of households with improved sanitation, and percentage coverage of BCG are the significant variables for nutritional status. Now, this is a simulation exercise that we conducted. Let us assume that in the next 5 to 10 years, sub-Saharan Africa grows at the rate of 4%. At this rate, the poverty should decline by 23.5% from the 2004-2005 level, given the elasticity of poverty with respect to income is -0.49. In 2004-2005, the poverty rate in sub-Saharan Africa was 41%. So even with a 4% rate of economic growth, poverty will decline to 31.4%, which is only 6% less than the Millennium Development Goal target. How does it impact the nutritional status? Elasticity of child malnutrition on poverty is +0.241. So with a 23.5% decline in poverty, there will be a reduction of 5.66% in malnutrition. In 2004-2005, prevalence of malnutrition in Africa was 29%. So in the next 10 years, with a reduction of poverty by 23.5%, the malnutrition will reduce to 27.4%, which is not even close to the Millennium Development Goal targets of 16%. So poverty reduction alone will, if let us assume another assumption that the Africa is able to achieve its poverty reduction target, even with that scenario, the malnutrition rate will decrease by 25%, which is much higher than the target of 16.5%, the target that's set for 2015. So what do we conclude? That even with rapid economic growth in sub-Saharan Africa, economic growth alone will not help in reduction of nutrition-related Millennium Development Goal. Based on these primary simulations, the quantitative targets that are set by MDGs do not seem consistent for achievement of all goals. So what does that mean? That in the poverty reduction goal, it says that reduce the poverty by 50% or reduce the percentage of people below poverty line by 50%. So even with that, if a country or a region achieves that goal, that region or the country will still not be able to achieve the nutrition-related goal. What is the future implications? We are trying to conduct more in-depth simulation analysis with other MDG indicators and see if this is the pattern that's coming out. And we are also trying to track the Millennium Development Goal indicators at more regional and national level. And social, behavioral, institutional, and infrastructural changes are a must, along with the economic progress for sub-Saharan Africa to achieve the poverty and hunger goal. I really thank you all for your time and attention. And
I'm moderating three panels at APHA, so a lot of people have sent me biographical blurbs on themselves. Some of them are 3 pages long with many degrees after their names, etc. But my favorite one is our last speaker, Azra Singh, who's going to talk about ready-to-use therapeutic foods to treat malnutrition in children in South India. And this is what she wrote to me. I'm a 21-year-old medical student in my second year studying at the Christian Medical College, Vellore, India. I was selected as the Fogarty International Clinical Research Scholar for 2007 from CMC Vellore and completed my project with the guidance of Dr. Kang and Dr. Bose as part of this program. And it was this program that sparked my interest in public health and public health research. Besides medical school, I sing, act, and write. It's good to have somebody so young.